Hello, and welcome to the teaching ministry of Faith Word Fellowship, where faith in the Word leads to a more intimate fellowship with God. We're excited to bring you this teaching of Mark Roberson, pastor of Faith Word Fellowship, where we're building people of vision, people of valor, and people of victory. Now let's join Pastor Mark as he delivers this week's teaching.
Thank you for hastening your word to perform it. Thank you for confirming your word with signs following. Thank you that your word will not return to you void, but it will accomplish that which you please. It will prosper where it has been sent. I say like the psalmist David, thy word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against you, that I may not doubt you, that I may not second guess you. No, Lord, I trust you. Man, I thank you. Glory to God. Thank you for this season in my life. Thank you for this time. Thank you for where you've brought us, because where we are, you brought us. What we know, you taught us. What we have, you gave us. And where we're going, you're taking us. So I give you, Lord, and only you, all the honor, the glory, and the praise. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. Well, let's pick this back up in this teaching I did this past Sunday. And we'll build on it. We're talking about it's your response that determines your impact. Say that right where you are. It's your response that determines your impact. One more time. It's your response that determines your impact. There's one thing I've learned in my walk with the Lord and in my time in ministry. And as many of you know, this is my 33rd year. Yep, 33rd year in ministry. People justify their responses. They think that their response doesn't matter to no one else but themselves. And you're wrong. You are in the kingdom of God. You are the body of Christ. You're carrying an anointing. Listen, your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Your response always matters. Put that down in your notes. Glory to God. Let's make it personal. My response always matters. My response always matters. And in one area or in one way that it matters, your response determines whether or not the kingdom of God will be released or the kingdom of the adversary will be allowed to be released. In your sphere of influence, because you are an authority figure, your response matters. And that's what you have to understand. Now, my scripture text is 1 Kings 19. So go ahead and make sure we go there. That's where we're using for our launching pad scripture. And we may also add another passage of scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. Those are our launching pad scriptures. 1 Kings 19. And we'll start at verse 19, and then also make a note of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. I gave a subtopic of this teaching, and my subtopic is this: learning to respond to the Holy Spirit. Learning to respond to the Holy Spirit. And so let's go ahead and read our scripture text from 1 Kings 19, start at verse 19. This is when Elijah was being used by God to call Elisha into ministry. Verse 19, so he, or Elijah, departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him. Notice, he was working, laboring, minding his own business, and now the man of God, the prophet, comes by. And he with the 12th, and Elijah passed by him, and underline this, in your Bible, if it's not already underlined, and cast his mantle upon him. That is symbolic of being summoned or called into ministry. Cast his mantle or his cloak upon him. Verse 20, and he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, let me, I pray thee, kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow thee. And he said unto him, go back again, for what have I done to thee? And he returned back from him and took a yoke of oxen and slew them and boiled their flesh with the instruments of the oxen and gave unto the people, and they did eat. Then he arose and went after Elijah and ministered unto him. Now, I want you to notice something in verse number 20. Elisha at this time wasn't as spiritually developed as he's going to be later in his life in the ministry. And right now, he wanted to go back and to, out of honor, let his mother and father know what was happening. Now, as I shared with you, that's from the natural, that looks like the right thing to do. There's something about learning how to respond to the Holy Spirit, and I had you put this down in your notes, and I want to remind you of it. Here it is. Your response to the Holy Spirit has to exceed what is normal to you. Your response to the Holy Spirit has to exceed what is normal to you. It has to exceed what is natural to you. See, as I mentioned, many Christians always talking about next level, next level, next level this, next level that, and they're thinking, now if I give this big sum of money, surely God is going to launch me into next level. And what they don't understand is, as I mentioned last time, next level requires you to understand that your response, say my response, your response to spiritual matters is what makes your life impactful. Your response to spiritual matters is what makes your life impactful. And so, glory to God, I like how the Amplified Classic says about verse 20, and let me read that to you. It says, he, Elisha, left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, let me kiss my father and mother, and then I will follow you. And he, Elijah, testing Elisha. That's what I want you to understand. Testing Elisha, glory to God, said, go on back. What have I done to you? And then the Amplified Classic ends like this. Settle it for yourself. Now, that's what you're going to have to learn about responding to the Holy Spirit. Now, listen to me. I want you to hear, come on. You got to hear me straight. You're going to have to deal with your tendencies, your idiosyncrasies to certain carnal responses that you have in your personality. We think it's okay for us to do this and do that, for us to have smirks, a smirkish look on our face. It's okay for us to, watch this, roll our eyes about certain things. I remember when I started out in ministry and God started teaching me, and I had to teach Pastor Cheryl, I said, when I used to sit up there in the pulpit and the Lord said, you better not respond differently and you better not show my people any expression on your face. You sit up there as if you are receiving, because even if you disagree with that man of God, that is still my child. And I had to teach Cheryl how to sit there and in a church service when I was evangelizing and not wear on her face how she was feeling about how the service was going. Because now the adversary will use her response or my response as fuel against another believer. Come on. You talk about next level. You ready to go? And many times we got our own quirkish personality. We got these little quirks. We got how we want to respond. And we think it's all right. Listen, your carnal responses is going to cause you to forfeit what God has designated for your life. And so I had nobody in front of me, and I had to learn how to sit up there in that pulpit area with them other preachers, even though I'm listening to a preacher go forth, and some of the stuff that he was saying was unbelief. But I could not sit there and act like I'm disapproving of him. I remember because my teaching ministry was starting to grow. And then this is in my home church in Fort Worth, Texas. And so my pastor, my spiritual father would get up and preach. And then the people who were receiving from my teaching ministry would come and ask me about my pastor's message right after he got done on a Sunday morning. And I would shoot that thing down and say, what are you talking about? I'm not going to allow you to use me to cause division. And that's what a lot of children of God don't understand. They think it's all right for them to show their disapproval. It's all right for them to give these facial expressions and this body language. It's okay. Your response matters to the spirit realm. Y'all better get this. I gave them six things. I want to give them back to you. Listen to these six things I gave you. Number one, you're always showing the spirit realm how you respond to the word of God or to the assignment that God gives you. I put that in your email that you got, so you should already have this. And those who are with me Sunday, you have this also in your notes. And I believe they have it in the chat. You are always showing the spirit realm. See, you're on display. Just like we watch movie actors in a movie, you're on display. Yes, you are the spiritual movie that's being seen at all times. You are the real reality TV show. You just don't know. You're being watched by angels. You're being watched by demons. You're being watched by the devil. You're being watched by the Spirit of God. You ready for this? And you're being watched by your destiny. Jesus. Yes. But see, a lot of Christians don't understand this, so they play games. And they'll say things like, well, God knows my heart. Oh, it's okay. It's not okay. Your response matters. And just like I would not allow other Christians to use me to speak against my spiritual father's messages. And see, my spiritual father wasn't a teacher. He was an evangelist. And he would say things. And he was the one God used to give me my space on Saturdays to teach. And I'm having teaching sessions and my teaching ministry is growing. And then when I would come on Sunday, sometimes, not all the time, but there were times he would say something in his message that was contrary to what I was teaching on Saturday. And the people who were with me on Saturday, now they're coming to me, asking me about my man of God's message. I wasn't, man, you couldn't have seeing one disapproval, not an inch of it, on my face or in my body language, because I was not going to, watch my words, respond that way. See, next level requires a discipline from you that right now you may not be able to handle. Are you disciplined enough emotionally? Are you disciplined enough mentally? Are you casting down thoughts that are not in agreement with the word of God? Or are you still being moved by them? Are you still entertaining them? Are you still embracing them? Then you're not ready for next level. You still allow negative thoughts to come to your mind and you're affected by it. And we can see it in your body language. We can see it with your facial expression. We can hear it in the tone of your voice. No, you are a disciplined one, Jesus. So, number one again, you're always showing the spirit realm how you respond to the word of God or to the assignment that God gives you. Number two, the spirit realm doesn't give in to your excuses. Oh man, if you can just get believers to understand that. The spirit realm only looks at your response. Say it with me. The spirit realm only looks at my response. Say it with me again. The spirit realm only looks at my response. Man, I can't tell you how many times Cheryl and I may have gotten into a disagreement, even though we have learned not to do like we did in our 20s and our 30s or even in our 40s. Sometimes we acted like crazy people, being upset, pushing our opinion, our perspective, how we saw it. She thought and believed she was right. I thought and believed I was right. And you know that we had gotten to the place because here we are, we're responding to the Holy Spirit, and he's not going to let us get away with those carnal responses to where he'll even deal with us to where we can't even go to sleep at night and say, get your little tail down there and apologize. I'm not letting you go to sleep because you know better. You want to know why? Because there was even a time in our 40s when our church was on Genesee Street, and the Lord for a season had me and Cheryl, and the church didn't even know this. The Lord had me and Cheryl getting up at 5 a.m. in the morning, going down to that church house, clocking in to a spiritual clock, and getting on our knees at the altar. Our congregation didn't know it. That was an assignment he had gave me and Cheryl, and we responded. We responded. And so now he's not going to allow us to blow what he had gotten us to do, the seeds we had sown for, just by some little carnal act. No. So we had to learn. So the spirit realm doesn't give in to your excuses. The spirit realm never excuses you. The spirit realm responds to you. So the spirit realm doesn't give in to your excuses. The spirit realm only looks at your response. Number three, your response, the way you respond. Now, listen, the way you respond, the way you respond. Listen, you know that you have times where you call yourself doing something for somebody and your heart isn't into it. That's a way, one of the ways you respond. You're going to have to deal with some of those ways that are not in agreement with the word of God. They are not in agreement with the spirit of love. That you know that love doesn't find fault. So if love doesn't find fault, what are you doing finding fault? Jesus. Come on. You want to go to the next level? Let's go. You want to see more of the glory? Come on. What are you doing finding fault? Only Satan is the accuser of the brethren. How is it that you can find time to point the finger at another child of God? Oh, that's right. You don't see them as a child of God. You only see them as your husband. You only see them as your wife. You only see them as your sister. You only see them as your brother. You only see them as your friend. You only see them as, are you listening to me? What are you doing finding fault? You're not supposed to be the accuser of the brethren. Now you're going on Satan's team to point out another member of the body of Christ, all because you disapprove of something they said or did. See, that is one of the ways you respond that you got to deal with. And God is not going to override your will. And he's not going to excuse you, Jesus. So your response, the way you respond, comes from your heart. And that's what you got to catch. The only reason why you respond in that way is because it's in your heart. You're not responding that way because of what somebody did or what somebody said. Oh, the devil used that as a trigger. But the real reason why you respond that way is because it's in your heart. Come on. You got to get this. Your response, the way you respond, comes from your heart and is fueled by what you believe. And so now you're responding that way about that person, to that person, because you believe that about that person, even though you can't find nowhere in the word of God that will confirm or give the foundation to what you say you believe about that person. Ah, y'all ready to go with me? If you're ready to go, I'm ready to take you somewhere. You know what the Lord told me this week? He said, I have placed a new anointing on you, Mark Roberson. Jesus. He said, I've placed something. He said, son, not many days hence, you're going to see that I'm trusting you with more in the natural. Glory to God. He says, I'm going to confirm more of heaven's realities in you, upon you, around you, to you, and through you. And he said, and those that believe you concerning what I've given you to say, they're going to experience the same thing I'm causing to happen to you. Man, listen, I feel like running. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you got to want to go. Your response, the way you respond, comes from your heart. And it is fueled by what you believe. Number four, how you believe and what you believe determines how you will respond. So now, the strength of your determination comes from how you believe. It could be that you are believing wrong. So that's why in this fast, we've been repenting and we've been aligning ourselves to the Word of God and to the Spirit of God. We've been aligning ourselves and we've been coming, watch my phrase, we've been coming naked and not ashamed. And God, by His Spirit, has been exposing some things about ourselves so that we can deal with how we have been believing. See, there is a reason why Christians become sluggish. It's not because the devil is so powerful. There is a reason why Christians become stagnant. It's not because life is so hard. There is a reason why Christians become sloppy. And it's not because good things are not happening in their lives. And it's a reason why Christians start settling for what's happening to them rather than taking authority over stuff. So that's why in this fast and in this time of consecration that we've been in, we've been positioning ourselves to overcome spiritual stagnation, spiritual settling, spiritual sloppiness. Glory to God. And all of that and spiritual sluggishness. And so because of that, God is fine-tuning how we believe and what we believe. Do we really believe the Word of God like we say we do and like we should? And then number five, I've already mentioned it, but here it is. Number five, a carnal response forfeits what God wants to do for you supernaturally. Now, the days of you missing some things are over. I say that to you by the Holy Ghost. As I was praying with my team last night, God said that, glory to God, that He's removing that off of us because of our willingness to respond to Him. Now, if you go back to how you used to operate and function, well, of course, you're going to miss it because willingly you're choosing to go against Him and you're willing to go back. But if you want to proceed forward, if you want to continue taking the next step, if you want to continue, glory to God, allowing Him to strip certain things off of you, your days of missing it are over in Jesus' name. I'll give you a moment. Go ahead and lift your hands and bless the Lord right where you are. Hallelujah. Just praise Him for that. Glory to God. We honor you, Lord. And then number six, I gave you, you got to ask yourself now, how are you responding to God's directives? How are you responding to God's directives? Now, responding to the Holy Spirit is cooperating with the Holy Spirit. Let me give that to you again. Responding to the Holy Spirit is cooperating with the Holy Spirit. What does the word cooperate mean? Well, the word cooperate means to work jointly with, to work in connection with. It is working in partnership toward the same end. It's pulling together. Are you pulling together with the Holy Spirit, or are you pulling apart from the Holy Spirit, still trying to do things your way based on your perspective, based on your feelings, based on your mindset, based on, are you listening to me? Are you pulling together with the Holy Spirit, or are you pulling apart? The word cooperate means to join forces together. Are you joining forces with the Holy Spirit? Or are you still at this place where you got to do your own thing because, you know, you're an individual. So you're protecting your individualism, your individuality. No, your independence. No, I'm in the kingdom. You're in the kingdom. We're in the kingdom. We're in the kingdom. And Luke 17, 21 says the kingdom is in us. Glory to God. And so cooperate also means working together. You ready for this? And acting together, working together, and acting together. So you have to make sure that your attitude, your behavior, how you respond is in cooperation and in coordination with the Holy Spirit. Blessed be God forever. I also gave them this, that revelation knowledge brings clarity. Revelation knowledge brings clarity, and the Holy Spirit is in the business of revealing things to us. Revelation knowledge brings clarity, it brings refreshment, and it brings strength for a new reach and a new response. And it is also, it brings a new measure of reception, revelation. So, you got to understand that the reason why people don't receive more in a service, or those who are not receiving anything on these faith calls, the reason why they don't receive is because they don't respond more. Now, write these three things down in your notes. I didn't give them this Sunday. I'm giving it to you tonight. Number one, we receive from the Spirit of God according to the measure that we respond to him. We receive from the Spirit of God according to the measure that we respond to him. We receive from the Spirit of God according to the measure that we respond to him. That we respond to him. Many husbands know this. Now, husbands, I'm going to tell off on you, or I'm going to tell off on us. At one time, how you responded to your wife before she was your wife was in a certain way. You moved, you acted to get her attention because you were pursuing her. You didn't want her at any time to have anything else or anyone else on her mind but you. So you did what you had to do to cause that overwhelming effect or impact. Think about our title. It's your response that determines the impact. And so you pursued her. Once you decided to marry her, you know, before that, she was your girl, and you're doing this and that with her. You're enjoying her company. You're enjoying her presence. And once you decide to become your wife, and you ask her to marry you, and the wedding day, and all of this celebration, if you're not careful, what happens is you stop responding the same way you used to, and you start taking the one you used to pursue, you start taking her for granted. And all the sisters say, amen. I know that's right. And so what happens is now she starts wondering what happened to the relationship. Because at one time, because of his response, he impacted me in such a way that he made me feel so valuable, and now he's treating me like I'm an old house shoe. No, you got to change your response. So see, you have to understand that how you respond to that natural covenant relationship is also in direct relationship to how you will respond to your spiritual covenant relationship. There's a lot of times that God get on me and I have to make adjustments. And I'm still making adjustments. I'm a very quiet person by nature. That's my nature. I'm really quiet. And so many times it's nothing for me to get in my shell. It's nothing for me to get by myself, be in my thoughts, be meditating, reading, listening to the word. It's nothing for me to do that. And if I'm not careful, I'll do something in the atmosphere to cause Pastor Cheryl to feel like she's forgotten about. She's neglected. So now I'm going to see a response from her that's sending me a message. I want your time and I want your attention. So I want you to understand this. We receive from the Spirit of God according to the measure that we respond to Him. Number two, we will never receive more than we respond to. Wow. We will never receive more than we respond to. You got to get this. We will never receive more than we respond to. And there's some of you out there, including myself, we're wanting to receive a lot, but your response hasn't paid the price for you to receive that. And that's why it hasn't come. Oh, there it is. He said it. See, you thought God was holding back on you. No, He's not holding back on you. You just didn't understand this response principle. We will never receive more than we respond to. So right now, watch this. Listen, don't let it make you mad, but listen to this, man of God. Right now, you have in your life what you have been responding to. I know it. Ouch. I know it. It hurts. I know it. But see, you can make an adjustment just like that. That's why we were repenting. Repenting for ignoring the Holy Spirit. Repenting for going through our daily lives and not even giving Him the time nor the attention. Repenting for working out things in our lives without involving Him. No, He's been sent by Jesus and He's on assignment. Guess who His assignment is? You. And now if you ignore the Holy Spirit, if you don't pay attention to the Holy Spirit, if you don't acknowledge the Holy Spirit, are you listening to me? If you don't communicate with the Holy Spirit, not just in your prayer time, because your prayer time is not the only time you live. The Holy Spirit has been sent to help you in your life, with your living. And when you ignore Him, you're hindering Him from fulfilling His assignment, and the Holy Spirit will never disobey Jesus. And Jesus said, I'm sending you another comforter. Wow. So right now, many of you, you do your jobs in your own strength and in your own ability. And so now on that job, you're on automatic. You don't acknowledge the Holy Spirit. Many of you in your homes, you do all of that on automatic. You don't acknowledge the Holy Spirit. You don't involve Him in those little things. It's all about you. It's all about you. And so as you operate that way and live that way, you're generating a momentum of ignorance. You're ignoring Him. And you got to get to the place where you stop and become more sensitive and invite Him into your daily life, not just your church life and not just your prayer life. See, some of us think we're deep because we have our devotions in the morning and, oh, we're praying to the Lord and, oh, and that's the only time you allow Him into your life. No, because He's a gentleman. He's not going to override your will. You have to extend the invitation in order for you to experience the manifestation. Write it down, write it down. You have to extend the invitation in order for you to enjoy the manifestation. Jesus. Man, I got so much for you all. And I know I won't be able to get it all tonight. All right. So number one, again, we receive from the Spirit of God according to the measure that we respond to him. Number two, we will never receive more than we respond to. And then number three, if we fail to respond, then we fail to receive. Ooh, come on, come on. If we fail to respond, then we fail to receive. Now, it could be that certain things are happening to you is because you haven't made up your mind of responding to the Holy Spirit about that particular area. It could be. So again, if we fail to respond, then we fail to receive. And I'm going to give you one more because you've been a good class tonight. One more. Number four. And this is just a direct command. You ready for the command? Here it is. Overcome the failure to respond. Overcome the failure to respond. Glory to God. Now, go with me in your Bibles to, I might have to pick up Elijah and Elisha a little later because in these last minutes now, I want you to go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Watch this. Real quick, real quick, real quick. Your fellowship with the Holy Spirit will bring you into a revelation of what God has for you. And the Holy Spirit will also show you how to get it. That's one of the things he's teaching me. He says, Mark, I'm not just revealing to you what's available to you. I also want to show you how to get it. So respond to me. Cooperate with me, partner with me. Let me show you some things that you don't know and stop acting like you already know. I said, yes, Lord. So the Holy Spirit's ministry is just not for shouting. The Holy Spirit's ministry is not just for a chill, a goosebump, or a jerk. The Holy Spirit's ministry is not just for falling out under the power and getting up the same way. The Holy Spirit's ministry is more than just feeling good. Watch this. The Holy Spirit has a ministry that will help you in your day-to-day life. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, and it says this, but as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Everyone say this, I know that scripture. Yes. Verse 10, but God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Put this down in your notes. Come on, I'm wrapping it up. Put this down in your notes. The Holy Spirit requires a response. Come on, come on, put that down. The Holy Spirit requires a response. Listen, you ready to go? Oh, man, listen to this. He's carrying some things that are just for you. He's carrying truth that will launch you forward in your life. He knows exactly what's been hindering you, what's been halting you, and what's been holding you up. And he's trying to get you out of your pattern. That pattern you've been operating in has cooperated with the hindrance. That pattern you've been operating with has cooperated with you being held up in life, held out in life, held down in life, and held from more in your life. So the Holy Spirit purposes to break you free from responding like you've been responding to that pattern that you've given yourself to. That's why you have to stop thinking that you can give him any kind of response. That's why you have to stop settling on what makes sense to you. A plan you make, an action you take can make sense to you, but it does not make sense to the Holy Ghost, who is carrying things just for you. He sees what you've been forfeiting, Jesus. He sees what you've been missing out on. And he's been trying to get you to understand that that attitude you have won't work with what he's carrying just for you. Glory to God. Getting upset like you've been getting isn't because God isn't moving. It's because of you continuing to operate in the pattern that's not working for your life. That pattern does not unlock the key to the storehouse that the Holy Spirit has reserved for only you to access. Glory to God. Look at the verse. Look at the verse. But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them. What them? Things that eyes haven't seen, things that your ears haven't heard, things that have not even entered into your mind or your thought, and the things which God hath prepared for you just because you love him. He revealed all of those things to the Holy Spirit. And so now it's the Holy Spirit's job to get it to you. But he doesn't get it to you based on how you think it should come. It's based upon the response he said you got to give him. Glory to God. Look at verse 12. Verse 12 says, now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. What things? Things that our eyes haven't seen, things that our ears haven't heard, things that haven't even entered into our thought pattern. We don't even know, we're not aware of, and things that God has prepared for me just because I chose to love him on earth. He says, the Spirit is carrying those things just for me. Make a note of the scripture. Don't turn that for time's sake. Romans 8:32 says, he that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? There are those things again, what eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard, neither has entered into your heart, and those things God has prepared for you just because you chose to love him on earth. The Passion's translation, I do want to read this from Romans 8:32. Listen, it says this. For God has proved his love by giving us his greatest treasure, the gift of his son, Jesus. And since God freely offered him up as a sacrifice for us all, he certainly won't withhold from us anything else he has to give. Let's end with this. The Holy Spirit is revealing. Let me give you these four things. I've been saying them already, but I want to give it to you. I want this thing to be so clear to you that you're going to have to pay somebody to help you misunderstand this. The Holy Spirit is revealing, number one, the things that our eyes haven't seen. The Holy Spirit is revealing. So this is why your response to him is necessary. Number two, he's revealing the things that our ears have not heard about. Glory to God. Jesus. Man, I feel like running. So number one, he's revealing the things that our eyes haven't seen. Number two, he's revealing the things that our ears have not heard about. Number three, he's revealing the things we haven't even thought about yet for our lives. Things you haven't even thought about yet for your life. Jesus. And then number four, he's revealing the things that God has already prepared for us. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And listen, your response to the Holy Ghost has a direct effect on all four of these. So again, the Holy Spirit is revealing the things that our eyes haven't seen. He's revealing the things that our ears have not heard about. He's revealing the things that we haven't even thought about yet for our lives. And finally, number four, he's revealing the things that God has already prepared for us. So how does these four things apply to those six things that I gave you? Number one, again, I told you, you're always showing the spirit realm how you respond to the word of God or to the assignment that God gives you. So you're always showing the spirit realm a response that is ready for these four things to be brought into your life or kept from your life. Number two, I said the spirit realm doesn't give in to your excuses. The spirit realm only looks at your response. So your excuses are costing you something. They cost you the manifestation of these four things from taking place in your life. The spirit realm only looks at your response. The spirit realm is asking, are you ready to tap into what your eyes haven't seen yet, what your ears haven't heard about yet, what you've never thought about happening to you in your life yet, and things God has prepared for you just because you love them? And then number three, your response, the way you respond, comes from your heart and is fueled by what you believe. So you're always showing the spirit realm your heart. If you really believe that these four things are waiting on you or not. Then number four, how you believe and what you believe determines how you will respond. So you have to ask yourself, how often have you responded and you did not have these four things in mind? How often have you responded and it did not matter if the Holy Spirit was given access to manifest these four things in your life? And then number five, a carnal response forfeits what God wants to do for you supernaturally. So when your response is generated by protecting your carnal program, your carnal agenda, your carnal plan over the Holy Spirit's agenda and his program, you are forfeiting these four things. You did not think that these four things were worth it enough to change your mind. And then finally, number six, how are you responding to God's directives? So how strong is your response to God's directives? Do you see it as an obligation or an opportunity? These faith calls, do you see them as an obligation or do you see them as an opportunity? Do you see it as a bother, an interruption to what I got to do today? Do you see it as an inconvenience to what I want to do now? Or do you see it as a PIN number to access the full manifestation to these four things that are in your bank in heaven? You see, dear hearts, the Holy Spirit is God's agent to get anything done in the earth in any dispensation. Anytime God is going to get something done, his power to get it done is the Holy Spirit. Let me pray for you. Lord, I pray for everyone on the call tonight. And I'm asking you in the name of Jesus to open our eyes that we may see. Lord, we want to get this. We do. We want to learn how to respond to the Holy Spirit in a greater manner, in a greater fashion. We want this, Lord. We got to have it. We're tired of being on that religious, what's that thing that you walk on? Y'all help me. Yeah, we're tired of being on this religious treadmill, moving but getting nowhere fast. We're tired of going around the circle. We're tired of being around the same mountain. We got to get this. We want to know how to respond to the Holy Spirit better, and we're trusting you. Thank you for this teaching coming now in our lives. Because, Last year, we wouldn't have been ready for it. 5 years ago, we wouldn't have been ready for it. 20 years ago, we wouldn't have been ready for it. The timing is now. And so what we missed out on 20 years ago, what we missed out on 10 years ago, what we missed out on 5 years ago, what we missed out on last year, you're going to make up the difference, all because we're learning how to respond better to the Holy Spirit. And we give you praise. Lift your hands and praise. Lift your hands and praise Him. In the name of Jesus. Everyone say this out your mouth. Say, Holy Spirit, I agree with you for what you have for my life. And I'm choosing to get me out of your way. Say it one more time. Holy Spirit, I'm coming into agreement with what you have for my life. And I'm choosing to get me out of your way. In Jesus' name. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Come on, bless the Lord.
We truly hope you enjoyed this teaching by Pastor Mark Roberson of Faith Word Fellowship. Please visit us at one of our two locations. If you're in Buffalo, New York, or surrounding areas, please visit us at Faith Word Fellowship International. And if you're in the St. Catharines, Ontario, or surrounding areas, please visit us at Faith Word Fellowship Canada. To learn more about Faith Word Fellowship or to contact Pastor Mark, or to even access other teachings by Pastor Mark, please visit us at www.faithwordfellowship.org. And always remember, one word from God and you will never be the same again.